challenge to the exclusion of a homeschooled leaving certificate student from this year's calculated grades process has been continuing at the High Court today. The case is being taken by 18-year-old Mayo student Elijah Burke, who has been taught at home by his mother. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has been following this case. Emma, just remind us what this case is all about.
Yes, Justin. Well, this case is about, as you say, 18-year-old Elijah Burke, who for his entire education has been educated at home by his mother. His nine siblings also received an education at home. And this is the problem, because for calculated grades, the process begins with an estimated mark that is awarded by a student's teacher. But of course, there is a clear conflict of interest if that teacher is a mother. And in the circumstances where a student might be attending school, there will normally be another teacher, a subject teacher, who will also know the student, who will be able to step in. But of course, because Elijah Burke was educated at home, his mother, his only teacher, that's not possible in this case. Elijah Burke has nine siblings, all educated at home as well. And we heard yesterday that he was demonstrably gifted and his siblings had all excelled academically, and he hopes to go on to college and do likewise.
Okay, and what happened then in court today?
Well, today we heard from the Department of Education. Nuala Bertler, Senior Counsel for the Department of Education, told the court that this case was not about the right to be homeschooled. She also said it was not about depriving Elijah Burke of his right to go to third level education, because she said the leaving certificate will be held. It's hoped it will be held in November and he can sit the exam there then. Now, she said the problem was simply that there was no objective record of his academic attainment at any level. She pointed out that Elijah Burke had not sat the junior certificate exams, and the only records of his attainment, his academic attainment, were records that had been created by his mother. And she said this was the root of the problem. Because there was no credible and reliable evidence from an independent source, it would not be possible to give an estimated mark. Now, counsel for Elijah Burke argued yesterday, they asked for a teacher to be appointed who would assess Elijah Burke's work independently. But to this, Nuala Butler said that the state wouldn't be able to stand over this kind of ad hoc arrangement for an individual student. So that is where it stands at the moment. Nuala Butler will speak further this afternoon, and the case is likely to conclude this afternoon, and then we will await a decision from the judge.
All right, Emma, we'll await with interest the outcome of that. Emma O'Kelly, our education correspondent, thank you very much indeed.